You know, Pat, we've been talking about the price of precious metals, the regulation of it, for 6-8 months now, and I still don't think mainstream media understands that this is a big story and that it is going to affect the United States in a great way.
It already has been affecting the United States, but the general public doesn't realize it. For instance, I don't think most of your listeners know that since the beginning of the year, the price of gold is up well over 20% and the price of silver is up almost 70%. It's happened very quietly, and one of the reasons that's the case is the price of gold, especially in a lesser degree silver, reflects a report card on the United States dollar, the United States government, and the United States economy. And that report card is not making the politicians look very good.
So investors, instead of getting their hands on cash, are buying gold and silver.
It's been much more active than it has in years past, but it's still just a very small part of the population that's actually buying gold and silver right now.
And why? What are the politicians doing to contribute to this?
There's a lack of information. There is some obvious instances of intervention in the markets to, at key points, restrain the increases in the price of gold and silver. It may not in the long run make much difference, but in the short-term run, it doesn't make things look so good. Well, just I can give you a perfect example. On the first Friday of each month, you have the release of the jobs and unemployment report. The news for the last several years has not been good. Pretty consistently for about the last 53 months, with only two or three exceptions, as the release of the jobs report is approaching, all of a sudden the price of gold and silver for no reason at all start falling. And then once the jobs report comes out, then they start to rebound. But if investors say, well, the jobs report isn't very good, therefore my stocks might not do so well in the future, where else can I put my money? If the price of gold and silver are falling right then, they're less inclined to say, well, I'm going to take it out of the stock market and put it in gold and silver.
We're talking with Patrick Heller, who is the general manager of Liberty Coins. He's the editor of the Liberty Outlook, the gold market columnist. He's also a commentator for precious metals. He has a program, which you'll hear a little bit later on, Things You Know That Just Aren't So Important News You Need to Know, which broadcasts every Wednesday here on the morning show. But Pat, what we're going to talk about this morning is the widespread silver bar shortages. And to put it simply, especially for someone like me that doesn't know a lot about precious metals, there are a lot of people who on paper own silver, but if everyone cashed it in, we wouldn't have enough silver to give these people what they're due.
Exactly. By the latest statistics I've seen, there's about 730 million ounces of contracts on the COMEX in New York in the silver market. Theoretically, people own 730 million ounces of silver. The actual inventories in the COMEX to cover that, the registered inventories are less than 50 million ounces. There are some investors who leave silver in the COMEX bonded warehouses who may choose to allow that silver to be delivered against contracts. But even including that, it's barely 107 million ounces of silver. The same thing exists on the London Bullion Market Exchange, where only 1-3% of the outstanding contracts can be covered by the silver they have in the warehouses.
What would happen if there was a run and folks wanted their silver, and a lot of folks wanted their silver? What would happen?
That's actually been happening. Since the middle of June, the inventories of the COMEX have decreased over 10% as more people have been saying, I don't want to just roll over my contract into the future. I want to withdraw the silver that it represents. In particular, they have pulled out silver that was owed by HSBC or Scotia Macata, which are two banks that are especially suspected of having virtually no physical silver to back their paper obligations.
Call me crazy, Pat, but I would think that if you didn't have the silver to physically sell, how could you take in monies for something you don't have?
Ultimately, I suspect that some of the trading houses, in particular J.P. Morgan Chase, are being doing this under orders from the United States government and have the implicit guarantee that the U.S. government will cover them if things blow up. Right now, there's more than 25 lawsuits against J.P. Morgan Chase and HSBC alleging they have illegally manipulated and suppressed the silver prices.
And the entity that regulates that had for a while not had any public comment, but the head of that agency recently spoke about that. We talked about that the last time we talked.
Yes, Commodity Futures Trading Commission has a two-year investigation into manipulation of the silver market. They've not yet issued their report, but last month one of the CFTC commissioners, Bart Chilton, issued a statement saying that he's convinced that there has been violations of the Commodity Exchange Act in the silver market where prices have been manipulated and that the perpetrators should be prosecuted.
And where do we stand with this story now?
Well, government agencies work a lot slower than the private sector. The day after Bart Chilton made his statement is when the first of the lawsuits against J.P. Morgan Chase and HSBC were filed. At least four of the cases have been filed by firms specializing in suing major antitrust or market manipulation cases. So this is not just small potatoes lawsuits.
If you had to guess, Pat, what's going to happen? What's going to be the outcome?
What I expect to happen is to see a lot of panic covering of short positions by banks like J.P. Morgan Chase and HSBC, enough so that the continued survival of those two banks is in doubt. The price of silver will go up several multiples of where it's at right now. And I think eventually the United States government is going to step in, and since it can't deliver the metal that's owed on the contracts, a lot of it will be settled for cash. But at that time, the value of the U.S. dollar will be worth a lot less. So the best position for somebody to be in right now is to own the physical silver, not the U.S. dollars and not paper contracts.
And finally, Pat, why is this so important for those of us to know in regards to how it will affect the economy?
Well, important thing that's kind of bringing this all on is the United States government has adopted a policy of inflating the U.S. money supply disguised under the term quantitative easing. Basically, the U.S. government is trashing the U.S. dollar, so the assets you own in U.S. dollars, like stocks and bonds, not necessarily every day, but over the next few months, are going to fall significantly in value.
Do you foresee the government doing something to be proactive to fix this situation, or are their policies just going to turn a blind eye and this is going to be trouble?
In order for the U.S. government to turn this around, they'd pretty much have to repudiate many years of government activity, and I just don't see that being possible.
So this happened beyond the Barack Obama administration.
It's been going on for decades.
All right.